about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hiya, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. Thank you for listening. However you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas already. With the lights on in Harrogate and the Christmas lights get switched on in Ripon this weekend, Saturday the 18th of November at 5 o'clock, Santa will be present and very best wishes to all at Ripon City Council. Now, coming up, a Your Harrogate Podcast first, because we're going to hook up with our sister station, Rumbold's Radio, who cover Ilkley, Skipton and Keighley. You can give them a try at rumboldsradio.com. There is an amazing charity event in Ilkley on Sunday afternoon. But before we get there, as we like to do at the end of the week, a little focus on Harrogate Town, who are back in League 2 action against Swindon. I've hopped on a call with the captain, Josh Falkingham. Josh, firstly and foremost, how are you? How's the family?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Pete. Yeah, we're all well, and obviously looking forward to Saturday, really.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. We'll get onto that in a moment. First of all, the slight disappointment, although it was a tough ask against a strong League One side the other night at Carlisle United. So what did you make of that 90 minutes, although you didn't actually feature on the pitch yourself?
No, I think there was a lot of positives to take from the game, Pete, obviously. Going up against a League One opposition, a team that, you know, we've played against for a numerous few years now. And obviously being able to, you know, feel that we come away with a lot of positives by the result, if you like, and being able to test ourselves against a team that got promoted from promotion from this league. And for us as players, we've got to aim high and look what we're up against and kind of respect the fact that Carlisle did unbelievably well last year and managed to achieve that. And for us, the positives are that we was able to go toe-to-toe with him. We've already played him this year as well back at the start of the season and got a positive result. But just being able to learn from how they was able to do it. And obviously, for us as a bunch of lads, we've just got to be able to feel that it's the way that we played on Tuesday especially, that's what you're up against a League One opposition, which is exactly where we want to be.
Before then, another good win away from home at Walsall. I think it's a mystery that I'm not sure even Scooby-Doo could solve, the away form versus the home form. Can you put your finger on it?
No, I think if I could, Pete, you know what I mean? That'd be, it is like you say there, the mystery of how we found the form table, if you like, in regards to home and away. But I think the biggest thing for me, unfortunately, at home, when we've come under any sort of slight bit of pressure, not even, you know, for a sustained amount of time, in them moments we've conceded, which is the real frustrating thing. Whereas when we've been away and we've come under pressure and, you know, we've respected the opposition like we always do, we've managed to ride them moments out, allowed us to get on top in the game or allowed us to stay in the game. And then when we've had our moment, if you like, or our opportunity, we've been able to take it. So I just feel that we have got that mentality at home in exactly the same way, where when we do come under any sort of pressure, we kind of don't find ourselves a goal down, which in this league and the majority of leagues, I think the percentages of conceding that first goal when you go on to, you know, to win the game and at the end of the match are really high. So it just goes to show, you know, when you do go 1-0 down or you do find yourself in a really frustrating part in the game and you've conceded, it's an uphill task, to a real mountain to climb to get back in it, and if not, to go on and win it. So I think that's what at home we've unfortunately done. We've found ourselves behind and it's been a real tough ask to come away and get something out of the game. But for us, we've just got to make sure that we come out fast, we start on the front foot, and I think that the main thing is taken from the, you know, what we've learned over this season so far is if we do come out fast and we do start well, which we have done on numerous occasions, can we get that goal and can we get ourselves in front? And I'm sure that the outcome come the end of the game will be completely different.
It does feel that the club is going in very much in the right direction off the field as well, growing all the time, doing loads within the Harrogate community and beyond. When you're at home and on the pitch, do you feel that the fans could give a little bit more, or do you all feel that you've got the full support of everybody at the Envira event?
Yeah, no, I think the fans have been first class, you know, they've backed us all the way, and from somebody like myself who's been at the club for a numerous amount of years now, it's fantastic to see the support, that how it's built and built and built, and you know, to be playing in front of the crowds that we are doing and the numbers that we're getting, it's fantastic as a football club. And I believe that they're always behind us, trying to help us be that advantage and make it a tough place for the opposition to come and really making some noise. And I think that we've just got to stick together, really. And I know it's frustrating because it is when you're at home and you are in front of all your home fans that we've not managed to get the results. But we do feel that we're in a good place, and we do feel, I'm sure, that it's not far away in regards to getting some positive results at home. And hopefully that comes on Saturday against Swindon, and they can be fully behind us, and I'm sure they will be.
Something that the club revealed this week, which I think is fantastic, looking further ahead towards Christmas, is this Christmas Footy Fest. Now, I know that you've been involved in the soccer camps that have taken place over the school holidays. Is this something that you're going to be involved in again, or have you not heard much about it yet?
No, I'm sure if there's something to do with as players, that's kind of our responsibility to get involved and get involved with meeting the young kids especially. I'm sure the club that are really keen to do that. You see, before games and after games, you know, the interaction and the absolute smiles on faces that the kids have, it's great to see. So I'm sure the club have always had really good ideas about initiatives to attract the kids. And it's Christmas time, it's a brilliant time for people to hopefully come watch the football club and watch us as players. And we value the support massively. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll, as a group of lads, we'd love to be involved with the community side of things and get involved with any kind of campaigns that are going on. So I'm sure that we'll be heavily involved, and we'll look forward to it with Christmas only around the corner.
By the time that comes around, hopefully, keeping everything crossed for you, that you've got a good draw in the third round of the FA Cup, but there is the tough ask of getting past Bolton, first of all. Do you allow yourselves as a set of players to even talk about that game yet, or is the focus very much on the league games that are coming up?
You know, once the draw was done, I think it was a week or so ago on Sunday, obviously the day after, when we all come in and we spoke about it as lads, and obviously a really difficult draw with how well Bolton are doing and flying high in League One. So we spoke about it then, but then it's kind of put to the back of his mind, and there's a lot of football to be played from now until then. And the main focus in our bread and butter, if you like, is the league, and we want to achieve and go on and build on the last few years that we've had now in the Football League and really try climb up that table. And I feel that we are in a good place. Got Swindon, which is going to be a huge, another massive game and another tough game coming to our place in the Invite event on Saturday. And that's the kind of single focus that we have right now. And hopefully we can get the 3 points and build some more momentum going into the FA Cup, which is around the corner in a couple of weeks' time, Pete.
Just finally, on the Swindon game, Josh, it's quite an interesting dynamic when you look at it. Obviously, the home form that we've already discussed for you guys, but they're on a bit of a downward spiral at the moment, coming off the back of three defeats. So if there was ever a chance to bounce back at home and get those 3 points like you talk about, do you see this as a fantastic opportunity?
Well, every game that we go into, Pete, we look at it as an opportunity to get another 3 points. And like you've mentioned there, Swindon, you can look at it either way, where it is, like you say, obviously they're on the back of a few tough results, and obviously the confidence won't be as high as it would be if they'd won three on the bounce. But on the flip of that, Dell themselves will be wanting to put everything right, you know, with the tough results that they've had over these last couple of weeks. So they'll be coming to our place with a lot of determination and a lot of desire to change that. Likewise, we will be, especially with us home form. So every time we're going into a game at home at the minute, people are talking about the home form and how good of a away form is. So the only thing that you can do to change that and stop people talking about it is put it right and doing it on a Saturday. And hopefully that will be giving us absolute all come 3 o'clock to hopefully, like I say, put that right in the favour of ourselves. And we can then kind of build on our home form and hopefully send Swindon home with nothing. So, yeah, it's obviously lined up to be a game where a lot of people probably off the back of the few results that Swindon have had. But we know we've played in this league now a long time, that there's quality within that Swindon team, and they'll be coming to do everything that they can to go on with a 3 points. So, yeah, tough game, but hopefully one that we can look forward to and go into it with a huge opportunity to get 3 points.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Big thanks to Josh for chatting to me, and of course it goes without saying, come on town. Now on to something completely different from our sister station Rumbold's Radio. It's taking place in Ilkley tomorrow afternoon. It's all about raising awareness of mental health and prostate cancer too. Without further ado, from Rumbold's Radio, here's Stuart Clarkson.
This is Rumble Tradio, and at Ilkley Rugby Club this coming Sunday, there's something quite exciting going on, and we can find out more about it from Mark Kelly, who is doing a truck pull. I mean, this sounds like a lot of hard work to me. Hi to you there, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
I mean, why do you even decide that you want to pull trucks?
So 5 years ago, I had a mental health breakdown, which ended up in 3 suicide attempts. And I realised that men don't talk about their health full stop. So I made it kind of a bit of a personal mission that I was going to do stupid things to give the voice back to men that don't have that voice. Men should be happy to speak about their feelings. So last year for November, I deadlifted a car 107 times to represent the men, number of men that had completed suicide. And this year, myself and my coach down at Heavy Metal Gym, Pete, came up with the idea of doing a fire engine pull for men's health, which coincided with me starting with Tackle Prostate Cancer as their national peer support coordinator. Prostate cancer is one of the biggest cancers. It affects 1 in 8 males, 1 in 4 Afro-Caribbean males. And people don't talk about it. So the event is about having a giggle, pulling a fire engine, and raising some awareness of prostate cancer.
I like how you just throw it and say, it's just pulling a fire engine. I mean, it sounds simple when you put it like that. How much training have you been doing for this?
So Pete, my coach, started with the training probably 8 to 10 weeks ago. We were helped by SHC, Skipton Hire Centre, loaned us their flatbeds, trucks with different pieces of machinery on top. We took one of their vehicles up to 11 ton on a weekly basis. So we're trained, we're ready for it. And then somebody dropped on us, we're going to pull a double-decker bus afterwards. So yeah, it should be good fun.
So it's going on down at Ilkley Rugby Club Sunday afternoon. So if people come along, obviously they can watch you and cheer you on, but they can have a go themselves.
They can, yes. So there will be 3 or 4 warm-up vehicles. There'll be my car. There'll then be a 3.5-ton flatbed. We're then going to put my car on top of the flatbed. And people can chuck a couple of quid in a pot and have a go at seeing how far they can pull one of the vehicles.
And if I turned up, do you think I'd be able to pull anything with no training? I mean, it's...
Yes, anything's possible.
Really?
Anything's possible.
Wow,
anything's
okay.
Possible.
I think I'm washing my hair Sunday afternoon. I'm going to have to come up with an excuse. So obviously you're doing it, as you mentioned, to raise awareness and get people talking about stuff, but also to raise money.
I am, yes.
Tell us who you're supporting.
Yes, so this year we are supporting Tackle Prostate Cancer and the Ilkley Fireman's Charity. They've agreed to come down and let us use the fire engine. So Paul, the watch commander there, is putting some real work. He's had a bit of hard work getting it authorised by his bosses, but he's been absolutely fantastic with it. Huge shout out to him. If it's raining, it's still going to be going ahead. I'll still be pulling the double-decker bus. If the fire service declare it sort of a bit unsafe for their engine, I'll still be pulling the double-decker bus, which is 16.5 ton.
And how far do you have to pull it? I mean, you're not pulling it all around town and down the Grove or anything exciting like that. It's, you know, it's just... few yards or something, is it?
10 meters. 10 meters I'm going to go for. Yeah, 10 meters. I've been pulling everything else over 10 to 15 meters. So I think we'll go for 10 meters and see how that goes. And then if the double-decker bus goes well, the last one will be we'll throw everybody on it, on the double-decker bus, and we'll pull that at the end.
And how much money are you hoping to raise doing this? And, you know, what are you hoping the outcome is in terms of, you know, the awareness?
Do you know, look, for me, I haven't set any targets for raising any money. If it's about one person going to the doctors and getting a PSA test or going to a peer support group and saying, you know, look, I'm struggling, then it's worthwhile. The last event that I did, 2 or 3 people came up and spoke to me, and that made my day. Fantastic. You know, the value of peer support groups is immense. There's no better cure for your head than talking to people.
Well, we wish you all the best with it. And I mean, you've got to come up with some more bonkers ideas for next year now, I suppose, after this crazy thing.
In all fairness, we've got 3 lined up already. So in February, 10 of us from Heavy Metal Gym are attempting the world record of the most number of kilograms deadlifted in an hour. And then we're looking at either a steam train or a plane pull, probably for men's mental health month.
Wow. What a load of effort. Top work, Mark. So if anybody wants to come down and support you, it's all going on Sunday afternoon at Ilkley Rugby Club from 2:30. Thank you for talking to us, Mark.
Take care. You're Harrogate.